This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jim Fester sitting in for Daniel today once again. It's my great pleasure. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley. I regard the Power Hour as one of the most important programs on the air today. We've had a most unusual situation with a wholesale slaughter of the alternative media by the social media giants. They seem to have no respect whatsoever for diversity of opinion or point of view. They're now in the position where they're dictating to us what we can read and what we can see, as though they were somehow in a parental role, as though we were children, as though we weren't able to decide for ourselves, as though it were un-American to let everyone have the opportunity to say their piece, to speak their opinion. I have long believed that if it means anything to be an American, it's that you're entitled to speak out and criticize your government, for example, without any fear of punishment or retaliation, but that's no longer the case. Obviously, America is being perverted by these social giants. They don't deserve to have this role in American society. I believe that an injunction ought to be made against them to cease this activity by a federal court. It's completely outrageous. Let's talk about Alex Jones as the most prominent case. After all, the social media have come after Alex with a vengeance. YouTube initially deleted InfoWars, but a host of others. It turns out that Mark Zuckerberg was the one who made the decision to ban InfoWars. That's pretty bizarre in and of itself. Zuckerberg, of course, controls Facebook. So what happened? Well, the InfoWars app surged past CNN after its Orwellian deplatforming. We have a host of remarkable developments here, including beating the New York Times, ABC, the BBC, the Wall Street Journal, NPR, CNBC, CBS, USA Today, Reuters, Bloomberg, MSNBC, Huffington Post, Washington Post, and more in App Store rankings. That's quite remarkable. In fact, even the New York Times recorded what was going on here, that the tech companies have banned InfoWars, but now its app is trending, so that we had a report including just days after Facebook and Google purged videos and podcasts from the right-wing conspiracy site InfoWars, the InfoWars app has become one of the hottest in the country. On Wednesday, just last Wednesday, InfoWars was the number one overall trending app on the Google Play Store, a metric that reflects its sudden momentum. Among news apps, InfoWars was third on Apple, fifth on Google, above all mainstream news organizations. The InfoWars app, which includes news articles and the shows of the conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, had likely been downloaded a few hundred to a few thousand times a day on the average ever its introduction last month, said Randy Nelson, the head of Mobile Insights at Sensor Tower, which tracks app data. Now it's likely getting 30,000 to 40,000 downloads a day, Mr. Nelson estimated, based on its ranking. And this is no surprise. If the mainstream is trying to ban Alex Jones must have something they don't want you to hear. In fact, I would say as an overall, anytime they talk about a site as expressing hate speech, that's because it's promoting the truth and they hate to hear the truth. So what we're getting from these social media giants is a wholesale slaughter of the internet and the alternative media. A very, very interesting aspect of this New York Times story. The surge suggests that the tech industry's recent action against InfoWars has drawn new interest to the fringe outlet and the conspiracy theories it peddles. Thus, this is such a niche app with niche content that for it to make that sort of jump means it has become very interesting to a much broader audience, said Jonathan Kay, a co-founder of Vaptopia, an app analytics firm. Essentially, it's gone from being niche to being mainstream. But look at the host of sites that have banned InfoWars. Facetube, YouTube, Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Audioboom, Pinterest, MailChimp, Stitcher, Discus, Sprout Social, LinkedIn. Are you astonished? And guess what? The media giants were so upset that he had gained somewhere between around 6 million new listeners, new subscribers within 48 hours of the banning, that now they have undertaken to ban the app too. I mean, that's bad. This is completely disgusting. This is completely unbelievable. This is completely un-American. Here's a very interesting and important piece by John Curacao. When Twitter decides who speaks, he's talking about censorship having become such a normal part of daily American life that most people either don't pay attention or don't care. But it's taken on a life of its own, and it's beginning to spin out of control. We must take back our constitutional right to freedom of speech and our civil liberties. Many Americans laughed this week when Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube suspended the accounts of Alex Jones and InfoWars. Jones is well known for his bombastic, conspiracy-laden, often offensive views about just about everything from the Sandy Hook massacre. No children were killed. They were all crisis actors. To the United Nations, it's a hostile foreign power that maintains a secret army and will launch a war to install a one-world government, to so-called chemtrails and space aliens. Now, let me just say right off the bat, nobody died at Sandy Hook. We're going to talk about that today. In fact, it was going to be a principal point I wanted to make, that while all of this banning has revolved around Sandy Hook, we have proof after proof after proof that Sandy Hook, in fact, was completely constructed. The fake parents were indeed crisis actors. And, in fact, the children were made up. They were fictions made out of photographs of older children when they were younger. We have that now in a new series of memoranda for the president. You may recall, I previously reported that Robert David Steele edited a series of 27 memoranda for the president about 9/11. These are truly remarkable studies and provide in brief compass a compact overview of what happened on 9/11. You can go to his website, go to Robert David Steele, then you'll find yourself inside the larger umbrella website with an alternative for more websites. Click again to Phi Beta Iota. You'll see there the latest of a new series of Sandy Hook memoranda. And if you click once more, you're going to find yourself on a page where you can download for yourself the 9/11 memoranda. It's 100 pages plus one. You can download it for free. I notice there are some sources that are marketing it for about $10. Well, you can have it for free. And when you read it, you're going to get a lot of fascinating stuff, including, for example, about the planes on 9/11, where an aeronautical engineer explains that the official trajectory of Flight 77 to the Pentagon, barely skimming the ground at over 400 miles an hour, isn't even aerodynamically possible. That, in his estimation, that plane could have not come closer than 100 feet to the ground. I usually talk about it as 60 to 80, the wing length of that plane, with 124 total, being about 60 to 80 higher than the Pentagon is tall at 71. In other words, we were given an aerodynamically impossible story about the Pentagon. There are two from John Lear, also of special significance. In one, John Lear explains how no Boeing 767, and in New York it was two 767s, at the Pentagon in Shanksville, 757s, could have entered the building because of their design. They were so robust, where you had the massive external steel support columns, 240, connected to the massive internal support columns, 47, by steel trusses filled with 4 to 8 inches of concrete. Since the buildings were 208 feet on a side, that means you had an acre of concrete on a steel truss for each floor. In the case of Flight 175 in the South Tower, it was intersecting with 8 of those. That would have posed massive horizontal resistance. The plane could not have physically entered the tower. It would have crumpled external body, seats, luggage, wings, tail, falling to the ground. We have, in fact, photographs of the roadway beneath the facades for both the north and the tower, and they show no debris. We have, interestingly, a planted engine that Church and Murray that wasn't even currently in use, that was supposed to have come from Flight 175, proving that what we've got here was an elaborate charade that done using a video feed, one feed that came out of CNN. What did we have in addition? Well, John Lear's reporting how in conversation with a Hollywood producer and director, she agreed completely that real planes could not have entered the towers. And they got into an elaborate conversation about the use of holograms. Believe it or not, that appears to be how it was done. Although most have thought holograms would be impossible because they require a solid surface, a new release about a new type of hologram that projects on ordinary air using the molecules as a temporary screen has been published. And we all know these things are made public only 10 or 20 years after the military already has them in hand. Another important related to the planes are the phone calls, the cell calls, and so forth. A.K. Dudney, who's a professor of computer science, has contributed a piece where he demonstrates that based upon his own tests, by flying planes with various types of cell phones, he found at speeds over 200 miles an hour, altitudes above 2,000 feet, they don't work. And, of course, the claim was made even by none other than Ted Olson, who at the time was the Solicitor General, that his wife Barbara had called him from Flight 77, initially said a cell phone when he was told they wouldn't work. He said it was an air phone, but air phones were not in Boeing 757s. Boeing didn't have them in the planes at the time. More when we return after this break.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Love Daniel, love Catherine. It's great to be back. There's an even worse result from Twitter's action, it turns out. This InfoWars this week had promoted a petition asking President Trump to pardon Julian Assange. In just 48 hours, the petition was signed by nearly 40,000 people. It was all but killed when removed from Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. There's a very serious issue at play here. Put aside your feelings about Alex Jones, about crisis actors, and about chemtrails. This is an issue of free speech. It's an issue of corporate censorship. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and other tech mega companies are telling us that they get to decide what we see and don't see. They get to decide what we say and don't say. And this is John Caracal, as I mentioned before, won't live like that. Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, VIPS, a group of retired intelligence officers, diplomats, military officers, and FBI agents, is writing a letter to Twitter's leadership to protest these heavy-handed anti-democratic actions. I'm proud to be a member of VIPS, and I think that our collective voice will be heard. But VIPS can't do it alone. Twitter and the others must be held to account. I, for one, don't want to live like a North Korean, an Iranian, or even an Israeli or a Brit, while my government or a company tells me what to think or to say. I will boycott Twitter and speak out against it everywhere until it remedies these egregious attacks on civil liberties. Now, it's very, very interesting that Tucker Carlson, as I recall it would have been last Thursday, featured a British politician who was commenting on this massive assault on the internet. And he explained, he mentioned that when the internet was first devised, there was a compact that was reached. It may or may not have been called the Internet Decency Act, where the question arose as to whether the internet giants, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and so on, ought to be held legally responsible for the content of the messages that were published in their name or using their venue or facility. He pointed out that at the time it was decided that they were more like libraries, that libraries which have lots of books where the authors of the book are responsible for their content, not the libraries that archive them. And on that ground, therefore, that these major media outlets would not be liable for the content of the posts, the publications, the videos, and so forth that they were hosting because they weren't responsible for their content. Now, the point he made, which I regard as completely brilliant, is that now that they are censoring, now that they are deciding what can be seen, what can be heard, what can be published, and what not, they have transformed their character. They're no longer like a library or even, say, a bookstore where the, you know, the patrons are free to pick or choose and the bookstore is not responsible for the content. But now they're more like a publisher. They're more now assuming the role of deciding what we're able to see, what we're not able to see, and therefore are legally liable. Now, there are several lawsuits in the works, but the point I'm making here is this appears to be completely impeccable in drawing the distinction where it's crucial to understand that what's going on here is a transformation of the role of the internet. Look at that vast number of platforms from which Alex Jones has been excluded. And now others, including some of my close associates, are being hit too. Dr. Eelwood, for example, who publishes edits Fellowship of the Minds, which is a rather famous blog, has now had her blog taken away from her. So she had an alternative blog, an intermediate blog. That's been taken away from her too. Let me tell you a little about Dr. Eelwood. She's another, like myself, retired professor, in this case from a West Coast university. Before I edited the book, which Amazon.com banned after it had been on sale for less than a month and sold nearly 500 copies, entitled Nobody Died at Sandy Hook, Dr. Eelwood had already published 80 blogs about Sandy Hook. I myself had published 30. They're censoring us because they don't want the truth to get out. It's too much of a threat to the deep state. I'll be right back.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have- USA Radio News.
Today, the White House announced it revoked former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. At the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders explained why.
Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets, the very aim of our adversaries, which is to sow division and chaos.
Today, Turkey retaliated against the United States for sanctions placed against the country for not freeing U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, who is facing terrorism charges and a prison sentence. Congressman Andy Biggs said this may sting a little bit right now.
I think it's going to hurt a little bit. There's going to be some short-term pain, but I tell you, in the long run, this is going to be beneficial to this country and to our economy, to the American people, and actually, it'll flow into the rest of the world, too, because if there's fairer trade deals, they're going to like dealing with the American economy.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
My guest today is a very busy guy. He'll be joining us for the last half hour of the show due to a conflict with an overlapping commitment and Central Time, East Coast Time discrepancy. No problem, because I want to explain to you the magnificent work he has been doing, where we're collaborating together on Sandy Hook. Now, I put several important links on the announcement for the show today. One of them is from the New York Times, entitled, "This Company Keeps Lies About Sandy Hook on the Web." This was published August 13th. That's Monday. Listen to this. New York Times Monday, this past Monday. Leonard Posner says he spends hours every day trying to erase online conspiracy theories that the death of his six-year-old son, Moa, at the Sandy Hook Elementary School was a hoax. He has taken Alex Jones of InfoWars, by far the most visible Sandy Hook denier, to court. He has put pressure on major tech companies to take action against the conspiracy theorists who flourish on their platforms. But the bulk of his work is more methodical. Sandy Hook conspiracies are strewn across the Internet on various platforms, each with its own opaque rules and reporting mechanisms. So Mr. Posner has studiously flagged countless videos and posts for a wide variety of offenses, invasions of privacy, threats and harassment, and copyright infringement, prompting Facebook, Amazon, and Google to remove false material about his son. But the fraud is Lenny Posner. There is no Lenny Posner. We have done search and search high and low. There's no Leonard Posner. There isn't even a Noah Posner. This is embarrassingly bad. Noah Posner is a fiction who is made up out of photographs of the person supposed to be his older stepbrother, Michael Vabner. Six of us, after Kelly Watt noticed their resemblance and offered the conjecture, the hypothesis, the speculation that Noah was Michael Vabner as a child, or that Michael was Noah all grown up, we went to work on it. We discovered they had the same eyes, they had the same eyebrows, they had the same jaw, they had the same ears, they had the same shape and skull. So I invited Larry Rivera, who'd done brilliant work about identifying the man in the doorway of the book depository when the JFK motorcade passed by, which had determined definitively that it was Lee Oswald in the doorway. We already knew because the height, the weight, the build, the shirt, the T-shirt he was wearing were indistinguishable from the height, the weight, the build, the shirt, and the T-shirt Lee Oswald was wearing when he was arrested, which, of course, explains why, given the authorities were aware of this to be the fact, that when they did a mugshot on Lee Oswald, they had him take off his shirt so he appears oddly and only the T-shirt he was wearing beneath it, so that people wouldn't notice the resemblance. Well, Harold Weisberg, who was a first-generation student of the assassination, published in his whitewash series in the second volume, Photographic Whitewash, in the last few pages, how the Warren staff was going crazy trying to conceal the fact that Lee Oswald was actually in the doorway when the motorcade passed by, and therefore not only cannot have been the lone demented gunman, he cannot have been one of the shooters. It's that bad. Because Larry had found photographs of the alternative candidate the government has insisted, namely one Billy Lovelady, who actually was in the doorway but beside Lee to his left, where he was holding his hands up to protect his eyes from the sun, wearing a short sleeve, vertically red and white striped shirt, totally different than the long sleeve, richly textured shirt on the figure that was actually Lee Oswald. He found suitable photographs of them both and imposed them over the features of the man in the doorway, whose identity we were confirming to be Lee Oswald. Lee fit hand in glove, exactly right fit. Billy Lovelady, however, was all wrong. His ears were too low, his jaw was too big, his nose was in the wrong place. But when you put a Billy Lovelady over the man holding his hands up, it was an exact fit. What I'm telling you is we've been applying scientific techniques of photogrammetry, the application of mathematics to photographs to determine identity. So I invited Larry to do that with photographs we have of Michael Vabner and of Noah Posner. And lo and behold, it turns out when you look at the GIF, you find Noah Posner turned into Michael Vabner. Get this. It turns out Michael Vabner has just graduated from the University of Connecticut at Storrs. So Michael Vabner, in his search for a new position, created his own website. And there you see the same person, Noah Posner, had turned into Michael Vabner. Compare it with Michael Vabner on his own website saying, "Hi, I'm Michael Vabner. I just graduated from the University of Connecticut at Storrs, and I'm looking for a job. I majored in economics, web design, with courses in web design and IT. Now, here you have Lenny Foster perpetrating the fraud on the New York Times. Now, does anyone here have the least doubt that the New York Times has vastly more resources to conduct investigations and determine the truth than does, say, Jim Fetzer, James Tracy, Dr. Reelwin, and some of the rest of us who have been doing research? Of course it has more research. Of course it knows the truth. This is totally fraudulent. So what they have, they're featuring Lenny Posner, who's a fraud, a fake Sandy Hook parent, who's profited massively by his pretense of being a father who lost a son at Sandy Hook, where the Sandy Hook family, the 26 who claim to have lost 20 children and 6 adults, including the principal and the school psychologist and a couple of teachers, split between $27 and $130 million donated by sympathetic but gullible Americans. When you divide that by 26, that's more than $1 million apiece for defrauding the American people. It's an obvious offense. It's theft by deception taking place here. Now, the New York Times is allowing Lenny Posner to go after WordPress.com, one of the Internet's biggest blogging platforms, operated by a company called Automatic, which runs a wide array of smaller sites and Internet services. Because Sandy Hook conspiracy theories have been able to remain on WordPress platforms, thanks to policies put in place to resist previous campaigns to get content removed, he is launching an assault on WordPress and Automatic, which has succumbed. Because Dr. Reelwin's website, that magnificent blog, famous for the seriousness of its contributions, where she published 80 blogs about Sandy Hook, has now been taken down by WordPress.com and Automatic. It's absolutely disgraceful. And I want you to understand how badly the public is being played here by all this focus on conspiracy theories. Does anyone not realize that the idea that 19 Islamic terrorists under the control of a guy in a cave off in Afghanistan attacked us on 9/11 is a conspiracy theory? Does anyone not realize now that it was completely fraudulent, that the reason George W. Bush said, let us not be taken in by outrageous conspiracy theories? Do you know that a half a dozen or more of the guys who were supposed to have died in suicide attacks turned up alive and well the following day? But the FBI has never bothered to revise its list of the 19 alleged terrorists, even though we know today that none of those planes hit any of those buildings. Not only did neither Flight 11 nor 175 hit the Twin Towers in New York City, not only do we know Flight 77 didn't crash into the Pentagon, we also know Flight 93 didn't crash in Shanksville. In fact, pilots for 9/11 Truth conducted very serious research and discovered, in relation to Flight 175, that plane traveling at that speed, at that altitude, would have physically come apart in the air. It could not have even made it to its destination, the South Tower. Moreover, they determined by studying air ground communication that Flight 93 was over Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, after it had purportedly crashed in Shanksville. And they also determined that Flight 175 was over Harrisburg and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, long after it had allegedly hit the South Tower. I carried the research a giant step forward by obtaining Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, registration records for Flight 93 and for 175. Well, it turns out that the planes that were used for those two flights, and the other two, by the way, weren't even in the air that day, which we know from Bureau of Transportation statistics records were not formally taken out of service until 28 September 2005, 4 years later. The whole thing was a gigantic scam on you, the American people. Okay, right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let me just add that if I sound pissed off, it's because I am pissed off, because the mainstream media is supporting these frauds, these criminals, and their activity. They're trying to use the social media to protect them from exposure and prosecution for the crimes they have committed. And it's not only the families that have ripped off the public for over $1 million apiece for faking to have lost children at a school that had been closed in 2008 because it was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards damaged by hurricanes. In fact, there was a major flood in the area in 2007. This is so outrageous. It's unbelievable. But they're trying to gain protection. subverting the evidence, suppressing the evidence, so the public won't be informed about their criminal activities. Indeed, the school board, the Newtown School Board, where Wolfgang Halbig and I actually traveled to speak before the school board, where I asked them, when were the parents notified that their children were attending classes in a toxic waste dump, to which, of course, there was no response, where Wolfgang Halbig has now discovered, in addition, that they had arranged to have the students go to Chalk Hill School. They were arranging for food and milk to be delivered there prior to the shooting event, because, of course, it was all staged. We even have the FEMA manual for the event, with a rehearsal on the 13th going live on the 14th. I have published all this. You have to pay attention. You are being scammed. Listen to this. In the absence, this is still from the New York Times, which is aiding and abetting this swindle, this deception, this hoax on the American people. In the absence of online policies about hoaxes, Mr. Posner's most effective tool has been filing copyright claims on images of Noah. He has filed such claims with Automattic about photos of Noah appearing on posts that labeled him a crisis actor who had been spotted in Pakistan after Sandy Hook, and others he claimed was a fiction and that photos of him were created using images of his older half-brother. Well, that's exactly right. That's how it was done. But they're presenting it as though you'd think it was fantastic. After the next break, we'll go through. I will show you the proof. You go to the on the blog and look at the more recent blog about Noah, which we'll go through in detail, entitled by Mona Alexis Presley and Dan Cromer, in solidarity with Alex Jones, Sandy Hook father Lenny Posner and son Noah Posner are both fake. So during the break, go to the links there. Go to the website of Robert David Steele, go to the Sandy Hook memoranda, go to that one by Presley and Cromer, and we'll go through it for proof positive of exactly what I'm saying. It will leave no doubt in your mind. As far as they're not labeling Noah a crisis actor, Noah is a fiction. He's no actor at all. Lenny is a crisis actor, and his real name is Reuben Fabner. But Noah was made up of photographs of his son, Michael Fabner. In other words, once we discovered that Kelly was right, that Noah Posner was a fiction made up out of photographs of Michael Fabner, we began contemplating why there are so many photographs of Lenny Posner with Michael Fabner. And, of course, the answer is obvious. It's because Lenny Posner is just another name he uses for himself. His name is Michael. His name is Reuben Fabner. When Dark Net, which is a Showtime program, wanted to do a feature about the controversial case on the Internet, they picked Lenny Posner and me to be their feature. They came here to my house, and they videoed me for at least 4 hours. My image, as seen on that program, is as well-defined as it's ever been in any video production. But Lenny wouldn't allow his image to be used. He claimed it was because he didn't want it to be abused. That's not true. He didn't, because people might look at it and say, I know that guy. That's Reuben Fabner. It would blow his cover. Here we have what Automattic has replied before it succumbed, repeatedly responding to Posner with form letters saying, because we believe this to be fair use of the material, we will not be removing it at this time. The letters explain that fair use could include criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. They also warn that the company could collect damages from people who knowingly, materially misrepresent copyright. The response from their support people are very automated, very generic, very cold, and there's just no getting through to them. But they put up the pressure, and now they fold it. How could you expose a hoax if you can't discuss it? That's the whole point of the First Amendment. You have to be able to present the evidence. They're saying you don't have the right to present the evidence, which means you're not to be able to prove it because of the way they're manipulating the media with the concurrence of Facebook, of YouTube, which has taken out video after video where I spell all of this out. If you want a masterful overview to my video entitled Sandy Hook Update. James Tracy loses. Tracy loses. Wolfgang wins. The deep state strikes back. They're going after 153news.net because it's posted there. So they're trying to get at all the evidence that we've ever put together to demonstrate the truth of the matter. I repeat, they call it hate speech because it's the truth, and they hate the truth. They hate the truth coming out. And as far as this nonsense about conspiracy theories, there's never been a bigger, more monstrous, ridiculous conspiracy theory than the idea of Russian hacking on the election. That was made up by John Podesta and Robbie Mook, Hillary Clinton's own campaign managers, within 48 hours of her campaign concession speech to conceal, to obfuscate the facts that they'd run an incompetent campaign. Hillary never even came to some of the Midwest states that made a difference, such as Wisconsin, where I reside. She never even came here. Yet Michael Moore predicting in advance she was going to lose because she neglected the Rust Belt states of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. He was exactly right. Was Michael Moore's prediction based upon Russian hacking? No, upon the fact that Hillary had run an incompetent campaign. They also wanted to distract attention from the contents of the WikiLeaks releases that led directly to Pizzagate, where John Podesta himself appears to be pedophile-in-chief. And where the stories about what they found in the laptop of Anthony Weiner reduced experienced, tough New York police officers to tears, to vomiting, nauseated over videos that are going to come out about, for example, Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin having sex with a young girl and then murdering her. It's even worse than that, but it's going to come out, I have no doubt. And from Hillary's own entanglements with Russia, where she negotiated an agreement to sell off 20% of U.S. uranium reserves to Russia for a $145 million contribution to the Clinton Foundation, which required the approval of Barack Obama. Now, if Julius and Ethel Rosenberg received the electric chair for selling U.S. atomic secrets to the then Soviet Union, what do Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton deserve for selling 20% of U.S. uranium to Russia for $145 million? Think about it. This is your country. These are your government officials. They are betraying the United States of America.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.